Appalachian writers produce a tremendous amount of work, but finding it isn't always easy. Catherine Ledford and Teresa Lloyd are professors of Appalachian literature at Appalachian State University and East Tennessee State University, respectively. They decided to create an anthology that they could use in their classrooms. The effort took more than a decade, but it's finally available in the form of the 745-page Writing Appalachia Anthology from the University Press of Kentucky. Eric Douglas spoke with Lloyd and Ledford by Zoom to learn more about the book.
Tell me how this project started.
I started teaching Appalachian literature in 1997. And I was frustrated. There were some good anthologies out there, but I was frustrated by what they didn't have in them. There were a few African-American writers, for example, and almost no urban writers. And I thought that it was really important to include those people in Appalachian literature. So I started putting together a course pack. And in some respects, like, I've been researching this thing since 1997.
What was the selection process like? How did you choose what to keep in and what to let go?
We have a variety of times represented. We have a variety of authors represented. We have a variety of places within the region, both rural, urban, suburban spaces. We have the sweep of the geographical space of Appalachia. So we consciously, Tess and I, worked very hard to make sure we were including Northern Appalachian writers, so writers from Pennsylvania, New York. We did use the Appalachian Regional Commission's, the federal agency's, definition of what Appalachia is geographically. So we have quite a few Northern Appalachian writers in addition to writers from Central Appalachia, Kentucky, West Virginia, Virginia, and then Southern Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee.
There's this perception that, you know, all Appalachian writing is about grandma living up a holler, and you know, it's stereotypical, even as writing goes.
I call that mama and biscuits literature. And there are a lot of writers out there who are from Appalachia or who write about Appalachia who don't write about mama and biscuits. And this isn't to say that there's not some really important material that comes out of rural Appalachia. I mean, clearly there is. But for us to say that that's all there is to the region is really to perpetrate the same stereotypes of people who are critical of the region. I mean, and yes, I think it is important to sort of redeem the attitude toward the rural, but it's also important to acknowledge the full diversity of writers who are here.
Now, have you two actually read the entire thing?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, many times.
All right. I didn't know if maybe you'd split it in half or something, or...
We tag teamed quite a bit, but then we would flip. So, you know, Tess might write a head note, take a first stab at writing the introductory biographical information and situating that writer and the work within a larger context, take a first stab at that. And then eventually we would flip those around and I would give my opinion on that as well. So that we really have, we know this inside out.
Any big surprises for either of you? Any writer or essay that you went, this is new to me and this is fantastic? You know, did you, any big aha moments?
In a way, I've been having these aha moments for 20 years as I come upon these writers. But one of the most aha recent moments that I've had, as I was just thinking about the anthology, we knew we wanted to include poets from Black Mountain College, the Black Mountain poets. We just think that's a really important part of Appalachia. People are, and it should be talked about. And so, but I wasn't totally sure who we should include because there's some really outstanding people there. I went to one of my colleagues, Jesse Graves, who's a poet that teaches at East Tennessee State, and he suggested that we should consider Jonathan Williams. And when I read Jonathan Williams' poetry, that was a true aha moment for me.
I think for me, Robert Guype's novel, Trampoline, it's called Trampoline, an illustrated novel. We have a chapter from that. And I'm a literature person through and through. So when Robert's work isn't necessarily a graphic novel in the sense of like a cartoon panel kind of thing. That's not what Robert is doing, but Robert Guype includes in Trampoline pen drawings, line drawings that he's done himself every few pages, sometimes multiple ones on a page, that comment on the story that's being told. And I'm not usually one who likes, I like words on the page. I'm a word girl. So I want words, words, words. So for me, getting to really dig into Robert's novel, select which chapter we wanted, gave me a new appreciation for this new emerging form of literature where you have those drawings that are commenting on and supporting and giving a new perspective on the text, the words that I'm reading.
That was Catherine Ledford and Teresa Lloyd speaking with Eric Douglas about the Writing Appalachia Anthology. The book is a collection of works from more than 150 writers, spanning from the earliest settlers to modern day. This interview is part of a series of interviews with authors from or writing about Appalachia.